On the show today, we have CUNA Brokerage Services' very own Rob Comfort talking about CUNA Mutual Group collaborating with LPL Financial as it accelerates the digital experience in its credit union member financial advisory program. Really good move here for them, and some really cool takeaways in this conversation with Rob, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Rob Comfort, president of CUNA Brokerage Services. Rob, how are you today?
Mike, great to be here. I'm doing well. It's summertime and my favorite time of year. So thanks for having me today.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, happy summertime to you guys there in Madison. And I think the whole country is now finally warming up and ready to get back to somewhat normalcy. So it's good news all the way around. So, and speaking of good news, we're talking about your partnership with LPL Financial. So that's pretty cool stuff. So yeah, so you guys made this announcement recently about this new collaboration with LPL Financial. So can you give us a quick little overview? What's going on here?
Yeah, maybe I could just take a step back, Mike, and give you some a little bit of context for, you know, what led to this strategic alliance with LPL Financial and where we're heading. You know, I've got, like CUNA Mutual Group, we have so much passion for the credit union industry and for helping our credit unions and empowering them to serve members more effectively. And, you know, when you look at credit unions and you look at members of credit unions as a whole, we feel like when it comes to what we'll call financial planning needs, wealth management needs, I like to simplify everything. I call it the six core financial needs that every credit union member has. Cash management and credit. Well, obviously the credit unions can meet those very easily. Sure. What about growth of assets for the future? Income planning, protection, yes, and leaving a legacy, right?
Yeah.
So every member has those six core financial needs. And it's interesting. A survey that the Carabelan Group did about credit union members showed that 42% of credit union members said the most important need they're most worried about is their planning for retirement. They're planning for their longevity, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet, this is interesting. Only 3% of credit union members are using their credit union. Actually, it's down. I just saw the latest statistics. It's down to 2.22%. Only 2.22% of credit union members are using the credit union for their wealth management and financial planning needs. If you think about the credit, and I'm going to use round numbers, Mike. But if you think about the credit union industry, there's, let's call it roughly 6,000 credit unions. Again, I'm gonna approximate. Only 1,000 of those credit unions even offer financial planning and wealth management services.
Wow, really? That's surprising.
And yet, even in those 1,000, only 2.2% of members are using the credit union for that service. And so, what does that tell us? It tells us either they're going somewhere else, which isn't good, but in our research, we have found that the majority of cases, they're not getting any help at all.
Really? Oh, gosh, that's
scary. We did some pretty extensive surveys, and credit union members, there's this fear of financial planning. There's consideration that they're not going to have access to the right financial advisor. There's this feeling like I don't know enough. And so there's this fear that members have to really address these needs. But if you think about credit union members, as a whole, they're not wealthy. They're not uber wealthy, right? So they don't have a lot of margin for error when it comes to their financial planning and their futures.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to get to how we got to LPL. But as we look at our... Believe it or not, as we look at our mission, we look at those sobering statistics and we say, wow, there's a whole lot of credit union members that are really trending for financial disaster someday. Mm-hmm. So how can we change this trajectory? And, you know, credit unions have historically depended on in-person advisors, right, when they have wealth management, if they have wealth. But keep in mind, there's 5,000 credit unions with no wealth management program, zero. So we said, how are we ever really going to change this and really help more members? So we started looking at, okay, do we have all the right capabilities? Are we, and then we look at CUNA Mutual Group and CBSI, we have some unique capabilities that are, you know, in relationship management, in strategic planning. We can help credit unions put the right strategic plan together for their wealth management business. We can help them execute on that plan. We do a lot of work in data and analytics that can help credit unions much more scientifically create awareness about wealth management and target members the right way. At the same time, we realized that technology is going to have to play a big role if we're going to reach more members. And so we took a look at a number of potential we took a look first at can we really build out all the technology that we need to help credit unions help more members in the wealth management space. And then we said, or does it make more sense to align with a strategic partner that really has developed that technology platform, that integrated platform, those digital tools, and where we could actually day one acquire those tools and benefit from that partner's million-dollar annual investment in technology. So we went through a large due diligence process. We engaged a consulting firm named Carer Beelen. I mentioned them earlier to help us. We did due diligence on a number of potential partners, and it became very clear as we went on that LPL Financial really was the right choice as a strategic partner. And again, the idea is we combine the strengths that I just mentioned that CUNA Mutual Group has, that alignment with credit unions, with that technology platform, those digital tools. LPL is investing $200 million a year in technology and digital tools. So we can take and benefit from that day one. And through combining our strengths with LPL's strengths, we believe that we can really empower credit unions to reach more members. Because it just isn't, if you look at just financial institutions as a whole, credit unions have been in this 2-3% malaise for years. Banks are in the same malaise at 5-6%. And, there are reasons for that. But if we're ever going to make a dent in that and really help more members, we're going to have to have the right technology so we can meet members' needs. We can meet with members any way they want, right? We can meet in person with advisors. We can have virtual. We have plans for a virtual advisor group. How do you serve those 5,000 credit unions, Mike, that it never is going to make sense to put a bunch of full-time advisors out in their offices? But we can do that with a virtual advisor group. We can serve members digitally. We can serve members direct to consumer. So we have a kind of a master vision for how we can reach more members. Let me call it this way: empower credit unions to reach more members and help them with these critical needs. So that really gets to, you know, why we selected LPL Financial as our strategic partner. It really does drive and support our mission. It's going to accelerate our growth, and it gives us the ability for the long run to sustain being what I would classify as an elite wealth management firm.
Yeah. And the thought that comes to my mind is, and you guys have probably already done this, or folks at LPL as well, is like, there needs to be a study done about who benefits greater or who fares better when they have wealth management or not have wealth management. And that would be a great study to do and to really solidify your case, because it sounds like the opportunity is there. Oh, I'm stunned by the 2.2% number. If I were sitting down in a chair, I would have fallen out of it, because I would think that way more people would be getting some sort of wealth management or money management, some sort of financial help in that area and planning and making sure that they are set for the rest of, no matter how much they make. So
that's right, Mike. But think about credit union members as a whole. These are middle market consumers typically. Sure. And most of the wealth management firms today say, hey, unless you have a $500,000 or $1 million, we don't want to talk to you, right?
Sure.
They're never going to take that approach. But where that 2.2%, And then those 5,000 credit unions with no wealth management program, right? That's something that we feel we really do need to do something about. Mm-hmm. And I think what's really interesting is that credit unions, there was a macro monitor survey of credit union members where 52% of credit union members said, I prefer to have my financial planning and wealth management needs met through my credit union. 52%.
Fantastic.
And yet we're at 2.22%.
Right.
So there's this disconnect. And so we believe technology is going to play a big role. Yep. We also think data and analytics is going to play a big role, yeah, which is really in our strong suit to help credit unions. You know, there's never, whether it's banks or credit unions, there's never really been, it's more kind of a, whenever somebody needs it or they raise their hand and say, I need help, they've never really assessed what's the best way from a targeted marketing standpoint to create awareness, to let members know that we have these services, to get them interested in talking to us, because you still have to overcome that fear that members tend to have about this type of a subject. So we think it's a big opportunity, but we also knew that if we just kept doing the same old, and so like I said, we with our credit union strengths, LPL with its platform strength, we think we can do something here for the industry, Mike.
Yeah, let's move the needle. Yeah, especially getting those digital. I think the digital services, like you said, will definitely help because we're also geared for the mobile and the online environment. So digital is definitely a good move. So what does this announcement, getting back to LPL? Sorry for the tangent there. I thought that was really important. Maybe we'll dedicate a whole nother show to that topic. So, but let's get back to the LPL thing. So what does this announcement mean for the, you know, to serve and provide credit unions here? So obviously you guys are focusing on your strengths, LPL strengths, and you're bringing both of those to the table in one package, it sounds like.
It is. It's really the complete package, right? I don't know of another competitor of ours in the wealth management space that truly has the ability to, you know, act as a consultant, help them put their strategic plan together, their long-term strategic plan, execute on that plan. We literally have quarterly dashboards where we can execute together on their wealth management plan, using data and analytics to really be the basis for that plan. And so when I look at, and again, it's that understanding that integrate and what we bring is integration. We can bring an integrated plan with their lending business, right? An integrated plan with their deposit business. And so we bring those strengths, but we also recognize that you're going to have to turbocharge all that with technology. Mm-hmm. And so that's the benefit of this alliance with LPL. They continue to get what we're really good at, but day one, right? We could have said, hey, we're going to, and you know, CUNA Mutual Group has, we have a lot of capital, right? We're in a great position. Record, you know, the last 3 to 4 years, record profits, record capital, right? We're in a great position and we're investing as CUNA Mutual Group is investing a lot of money every year. It's not a money thing, but it's how quickly can you build all these, this digital platform, this integrated platform. And we said, you know what? We don't have a couple years. Our credit unions don't have a couple years.
Yeah, they need it now.
These are sobering statistics. They need it now. So, so the alliance with LPL gives our credit unions, our advisors, and the members that we serve access to this platform day one.
Yeah.
And our plan, Mike, is to, we're targeting a conversion over to the LPL platform by late January. You know, foreseeably by Q1, all this technology will be there for our credit unions, advisors, and the members they serve. So that's the idea. And then, you know, we met with the LPL. Not only were we impressed with their existing technology, we met with their technology leaders. We looked at their roadmap into next year, the following year. And we were extremely excited about their roadmap. And we're going to benefit from that. Everything they develop, our credit unions are going to benefit. The advisors will benefit and the members will benefit. So awesome. That's really, I think that's the benefit to our credit unions and the and those members that they serve, Mike.
Yeah, no doubt. And LPL is a well-known name in the industry too. So it's very familiar. So, and then you guys partnering up with them just makes it that much better. So, why is this kind of service, you know, financial advising in general important to credit unions and Community Mutual right now? Cause it sounds like, again, based on what you said at the top of the show, there's an opportunity, a big, big opportunity here. So what's the importance here?
I think it's important to Community Mutual Group because this gets to the heart of our mission.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say there's two components to our mission at CUNA Mutual Group. One, and we mean it sincerely, we want to make a brighter financial future accessible to everybody. We've never wavered from our commitment to credit union members, to middle-class Americans, and we never will.
Mm-hmm.
Credit unions are purpose-driven. They're mission-driven, right? And so really, I don't know how you can say you're mission-driven and purpose-driven and then only address two of the six needs that your members have, credit and cash management. Now, and those are important, but if you say, well, we don't really have time for their retirement planning, we don't really have time for their protection planning, their income planning, right? Leaving a legacy, then you're really not living up to your mission because those are critical needs. And if you think about it, you know, people are woefully underprepared for 10 years from now, 20 years from now. So we believe that this area, financial planning, wealth planning, whatever you want to call it, is so critical for the members that we serve. And we want to empower the credit unions to do that. And we think by doing that, yes, it helps fulfill our mission and it will accelerate our growth, but it also will accelerate the fulfillment of the mission the credit unions have. Yeah. And it's interesting. Another reason credit unions, I think, ought to be excited about this business, Mike, is simply that, sorry about that. You know, you figures you're—
One of your clients calling you now, Rob.
We're getting, I think that's the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, good. Well, they can wait. All right. We're here first.
Mike, I told the Wall Street Journal that you were first.
Good. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. Yeah.
I think what's interesting is studies have shown, I mentioned the Kara Beilin firm again, they did a fairly extensive study that showed that when a credit union member has a wealth management or an investment account, some sort of relationship, financial planning, wealth management, investments, that the impact to deposits and loans is significant. In other words, because investments in wealth management is so planning oriented, it pulls in deposits, it pulls in loans,
yep.
It increases loyalty in a very significant way. And so the impact to the balance sheet of a credit union is really profound when they embrace the wealth management business. There's been this kind of mindset with banks and credit unions in the past that, well, the investments are competing with the balance sheet. It's really the opposite. When you plan for people, they pull in more deposits. They want to do more loan business with the credit union.
Yeah.
Because they view that as the place where they're getting the planning done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an important component. So there's so many good reasons why I think credit unions ought to be excited about. But again, I come back to number one, if we're purpose driven and we're mission driven and we really mean it, right, then we're going to take this business seriously.
I agree. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Rob. Yeah, this is it's a total value add for a credit union for sure. It just makes it that much more sticky. All right, I have a couple minutes left here, and I just wanted to ask you a quick question about today's investing arena. Oh my gosh, it is— I've never seen it. I mean, I'm not a huge investor. I'm not an expert or anything like that. But my gosh, you can't swing a cat these days without talking, you know, crypto or lumber or housing or GameStop, you know, all this stuff. It's nuts right now. So I just wanted to, just real quick here, just what is your take on the investing arena right now and maybe some smart moves or something? I had just a couple minutes here left, but I just wanted to run that by you real quick.
Yeah. Well, I think it gets a little when the conversation, you know, getting in and out of the taxi is with the driver is about, you know, what currency did you buy this week? I think it gets a little bit concerning, right?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I do believe that it's fine to, you know, to take what we'll call money that you can afford to lose and play around try to do some fun things like that. At the same time, I think serious investing for the long term with your serious money needs to be done with a long-term horizon in a very diversified way with a financial advisor, because I think in the long run, what really makes money for people is time and not timing.
Mm-hmm.
And that has historically been proven over and over and over again. It's time. And what happens is, quick story for you.
Sure.
I'm going to date myself with my age, but one of the greatest performing mutual funds of all time was a fund called Fidelity Magellan that Peter Lynch managed in the 80s, right? Its returns were, it was upward around 25, 30% average year. It was just wild. And he was year after year averaging these returns. And yet they did a study with, well, what did the actual investors, that's what the fund did.
Right.
But what did the investors actually earn?
Mm-hmm.
It was less than half of that. And you know why? Because the investors would panic and sell.
They didn't get out. Yep.
Out of that long-term plan, they get out at the wrong time. They get in at the wrong time. And so that's where a financial advisor plays an important, whether they're in the credit union, they're a virtual advisor, really helping come up with that initial plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then helping that credit union member stick with that plan. I mean, that's really the key. And I'll come back to, I know you need to wrap, I'll come back to credit union members for a minute. You know, we do so believe that in the need for financial advisors. And, you know, we're taking an approach, right, that we think it's creative in this alliance with LPL, right? We think that financial advisors, there needs to be a lot more financial advisors out there in the credit union space. And, you know, there's folks out there today that are selling their businesses. And we have no intention of selling our business. We felt, though, that we're committed to this business for the long run, Mike. We just felt like a strategic alliance was the best way to really bring out that complete value proposition to help our credit unions impact this. And so we love this business. We're committed to it. Our CEO, Bob Trenzo, every time he talks about this wealth management business, he's got a big smile on his face, because we realize that this business just gets to the heart and the soul of who we are and who credit unions are.
Yep. Agreed. Great, great message to end on, Rob. Thank you so much for this today. I mean, appreciate it. Congrats on the collaboration, the partnership with LPL. I think you guys are going to knock it out of the park, and hopefully you can raise that percentage up from 2.22 to 5, 10, 15, 20, that whole thing. I mean, I think what you guys are doing is such a no-brainer for members out there and especially in today's kind of wild and woolly financial marketplace out there. I think people need all the guidance they can get, and I'm one of them. So, I think what you guys are doing is fantastic. So we appreciate it.
Mike, if you ever need any help, I know a few financial advisors we could refer you to.
I will give you a call for sure, Rob. All right. Well, thanks.
Enjoy it, Mike. Fun. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.